Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, December 22nd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google and the NFL announced YouTube will offer the NFL Sunday Ticket subscription for out-of-market NFL games starting with the 2023 season. Customers can purchase Sunday Ticket through YouTube TV or a la carte through YouTube primetime channels. The Wall Street Journal sources say YouTube will pay $2 billion per season as part of a seven-year agreement. Quora launched a beta for Platform for Open Exploration, or PO, where people can ask questions and have a back-and-forth dialogue with AI chatbots. PO will access several AI models, including ChatGPT, and will introduce a system for organizations to submit their own models in the near future. PO currently has a waitlist for access. Netflix will add Nike Training Club workouts to its streaming service as of December 30th. At launch, this will include 46 workouts over 5 programs, with the full lineup rolling out throughout 2023. The programs will be available on all plans in 10 languages. Intel reorganized its AXG graphics group into two business units, addressing data center and gaming markets respectively. Current executive vice president of the AXG group, Raja Koduri, will return to his previous role as Intel chief architect. The change does not impact Intel's roadmap for consumer ARC GPUs. Twitter rolled out cash tags in 2012, which generate links to stock ticker symbols when preceded by a dollar sign. Cash tags now support linking to Bitcoin and Ether cryptocurrencies, and in addition, searching for stock tickers will show pricing graphs. Meta's latest update to the Quest 2 headset boosts the maximum GPU frequency 7% from 490 MHz to 525 MHz. The headset will automatically increase the frequency if it detects an app can benefit from it, resulting in better image quality when using dynamic foveation, for example. The boost works with current titles, but developers can update apps to boost resolution. The memory chip maker Micron announced it will cut 10% of its workforce. This comes as it reported it lost 4 cents per share on revenue down 47% on the year in its fiscal Q1 to $4.09 billion. Both miss analyst estimates. Last month, Micron announced it would cut chip production by 20% and now expects to reduce its capital budget for new plants by 42% in the year to $7 billion. According to customs data, Chinese firms imported $2.3 billion worth of semiconductor manufacturing machines in November, down 40% on the year and the lowest level since May 2020. Trade data also shows that China's imports of chips decreased 26% in the month, down 2% overall on the year over the first 11 months of 2022. Reuters sources say TikTok offered new assurances to the U.S. government in an attempt to ease security concerns. The company reportedly expanded Oracle's role to review app code at dedicated transparency centers, the first of which will be open in Maryland in January. TikTok also reportedly proposed creating a proxy board to run its U.S. division separately from ByteDance and hire independent auditors that would report directly to the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. The video editor DaVinci Resolve is now available in the iPadOS App Store. Apple teased it would come to the store when it announced the M2 iPad Pro back in October. The UI is optimized for touch and the Apple Pencil, offering the same editing and color correction tools as desktop versions. It's available for free with a $95 upgrade to DaVinci Resolve Studio that supports higher frame rates, 3D editing, and up to 32K resolution. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority announced it received over 2,100 emails from the public during its comment phase of its investigation into the Microsoft Activision Blizzard acquisition. The sentiment of the emails appears to favor the merger, with the regulator finding around three-quarters were broadly in favor of the merger and around a quarter were broadly against the merger. And finally, developer Sebastian Stax created the GB Interceptor, a custom cartridge for the original Game Boy that allows for gameplay to be streamed and recorded on a PC over USB. Connected PCs treat the Game Boy feed as a webcam, something you could actually use it as if you plugged in the Game Boy camera. Previously, recording Game Boy play required either modifying the console, using an emulator, or a device like the Analog Pocket. Stax released code and source files to make your own interceptor, but doesn't plan to manufacture them. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.